Minus five, mark. Minus two, mark.
Columbia, reading you loud and clear, how many?
Roger, bye-bye, Mike. How did he go, over?
Listen, babe, everything's going just swimmingly. Beautiful.
Great. We're standing by for Eagle.
Okay, he's coming along.
We copy out. And Columbia, Houston, we expect to lose your high gain sometime during the power descent, over.
Columbia, right, you don't mind.
Sorry, Houston.
No, sir.
Let me know when you get the dump, Ecom.
Well, you don't think the high gain will switch in there, we'll skip the dump.
Okay, skipping dump. Don't lose that data, though.
AOS land.
Roger, AOS land.
Flight Telcom, land, low bit rate.
Roger, low bit rate.
Okay, supercritical right helium is go.
Roger, rate in out. Roger, we're at the burn altitude.
Your AGC, CMC and program 20.
And our RR is good.
Roger.
And here's VHF lockout.
There's an RCS go.
Roger.
Here
go.
Okay, guidance, I assume you're standing by for the burn report.
Standing by that, Miss Hunter.
Roger.
Flying control, we're at the burn attitude.
Roger.
Houston Eagle, how do you read? Bye-bye, Eagle, we're standing by for your burn report, over.
RCS is above nominal.
Roger, the burn
report. GIGC, program 63.
Fuel before nulling, minus 0.1.
And the TIG looks beautiful.
Minus 0.1. X and Z null to zero.
What is red mode, spit 12? Red mode, spit 6 is LF.
Red mode, spit 12 appears to be a 1.
I didn't catch the ags.
Display in the first
that's affirmative. That's right over radar mode.
Look real good.
B-63, when we had it.
Right.
Flight photo. That's affirmative. Mode 2 is a
go.
Look
real good. Vectors go.
Is it set, right? I have a light that's on red mode, spit 12.
Houston, did you call?
To his pig was 0.05 later than AOS land.
Roger, AOS land.
Okay, on time.
Yep, looks good.
Okay, guys, got no,
I'm his pig for PDO.
Eagle,
okay.
Houston, white's good. Roger, bye-bye, Neil. Okay. We copied up to the AGS residuals. Would you please repeat the AGS control residuals in the trim?
Yeah.
Correction.
Weight
of the
will be 13 pounds too low.
Roger,
on the LGC.
Minus 0.1.
Looks
minus
great.
0.2,
right.
Minus 0.7. And we
that's
used the thing, 86 for Delta VZ, which is 9.5, versus yours, which is 9.1, and I believe that may explain the difference. Apogee, 57.2. Paraloon, 9.1. Suncheck, the three marks. Noun 20, minus noun 22, plus 0.19 plus 0.16 plus 0.11. Over.
Right, copy. Looks great.
You happy guidance.
Primary, let's go.
Okay.
Good side, 2J, if we have
okay,
to.
Okay, we're off to a good start. Play it cool.
J, he loaded
control
his pings.
Go, pings.
LR temp is no problem. That bulls is okay. And the RR is on.
Roger, that bulls. Roger, RR. Roger, LR.
Yellow guidance support. Yellow guidance support, Joe. You want to start these things? I'll wait a few more minutes. All right. 12 minutes to ignition now. 12:30.
I'm not sure what he's doing in that position.
Yeah, let's bring it out here.
Roger. We will go to 400 plus procedures in flight. We make sure the doors get secured now, please. Roger. Watch that. Let me know if he doesn't do it. He should do that 6 minutes before the burn. That's affirmative. Procedures in flight.
Go ahead.
We secure the doors.
Roger. Guidance, be advised the LGC lags by about 3 centiseconds.
The doors,
that's okay.
What else?
The egg bag.
Pick up the LR breaker.
Okay. And everything looks good. Great show.
Roger. Did you copy descent and LMS? Onboard tick for PDI was 0.05 seconds.
Flight network data from Gulfstone is from the
this tick is looking 700 per second. Here's Roger.
Roger.
Flight guide.
Go guide.
Did you get his tick is real good in P-63?
700
of a second above.
Roger.
Guidance, Capcom. What's the 500 and a half under Disky right now?
Oh, Charlie, hold on.
Picking up a little fiddling delta V now and then. Do you consider that a balance?
It's please perform.
Yeah, as you think, though. So, our display is something's happening on our two.
Yeah, we have a disk.
We've lost data. For some reason, Silver may be locking up on a side load.
Roger.
The landing hand time is
position. Side load block possibly. Copy that. Okay.
To that 500 display, which is normal. What we normally see in here this time, right? Remember that's the case for the landing radar check. Position check. Please return. Position check.
Yes, this is fine. No problem.
Okay. Okay, what's his next entry on that? I have the abbreviated checklist out here. I don't have a full checklist. Yeah, as you think, the 500 display indicates that the landing radar was not in the proper position when it got there. It probably means he had the landing radar off when he entered P-63. Yeah. He turned it on as he was at this display with the bits proper. A pro would recheck the bit and continue on the program.
A pro would recheck the switch?
That's affirmative.
Okay, and then it would
continue on until it
lost, right?
Correctly.
All right.
Your alarms all out here.
Okay, would that LMSAGCN conference please to set in that 50, doing it 10 minutes for 25907, setting that flag, would that give you that light?
Roger.
As far as I can tell,
flight controllers, keep watching your data. Still going to be out of zero. We're going to go here in about 4 minutes.
Let channel 33 bit 6 is zero.
Verify mid-dav complete, looks like.
Say again?
How does the signal strength look? The 500 display was connected to the radar off when he entered.
Stand by, here it comes.
Okay.
Eagle, Houston, we have you now. Do you read over?
Yaw export.
Yeah.
Retro, you have
what channel is that comparison on?
I have everything.
I don't know. I don't have it up.
Roger.
Looks like channel 30 something.
Roger.
I had initialized, look, Jay. Flight guidance, we're going initialize.
Roger, going. The
Eagle Houston, the ag initialization looked good to us, over.
Okay, control, I'll be standing by for the alignment here.
Roger.
Fido, how are you looking down there, and can I have your digitals, please?
Flight,
Fido. How are you doing? How can I have your digitals?
Okay, they'll be up in a minute, flight. Machines are going to power descent.
Roger.
Digitals, channel 22.
22, thank you.
I got a transport guidance. Charge to high speed.
Roger. Got a Wi-Fi battle in it, I think, with the data.
Roger.
Yaw, I support.
Yaw, guide support. You want those on internal time, is that correct? Go.
Yaw, I support.
Go.
What display, or what channel has that?
Flight the back to compare?
Roger.
He's got it. They said it was going to look good.
I'd like to get a copy of it if possible.
I don't know. It's probably knocked down. I don't see it on Fido's display.
Roger.
Roger, we saw that buzz. Thank you much, Al.
Yeah, prop, computer TMI,
I say again, okay, that wasn't an alarm. That was a code, okay.
Roger, we saw that.
You want him to roll about 10 degrees, right?
The yaw.
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 Okay, we're starting the taps off now.
Roger.
CDU zero.
FAOL.
Check.
Go. Hey, listen to the yaw. That's going to kind of louse up his track. Checking his track.
He's already checked it, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he's just checking for altitude. He hasn't checked
the okay, all flight controllers gonna go for power descent. Retro?
Go.
Fido?
Go.
Guidance?
Go.
Control?
Go.
Telcom?
Go.
GNC?
Go.
Econ? Go. Surgeon?
Go.
Capcom, we're go for power descent.
Yaw, I support.
Go.
How about location 616 plus all balls?
I think we're gonna call it go. Because he did read it out. We'll assume he loaded it right. He's done a lot of other things right.
Okay, we still need alignment and have to go into guidance steering.
Roger.
Yaw, AGC.
Break, break, break. We'd like to go forward, Omni.
Allison, Columbia, you're go for CDI, and they recommend you yaw right 10 degrees and try the high gain again.
You want them to try the yaw first, Gun?
Data again, please.
Dan, do you want to try the offer?
Eagle Houston, we ring in on your go for PDI, over.
Roger, understand. Stabilization control circuit breakers. Guide steering hex, looks good. Handle the light beams closed.
Guide steering hex, work up. Yeah, he's been aligned with the pings and we're configured for descent.
Roger.
And override.
Saying the alignment's good.
Off.
And add it. Alignment's go, Capcom.
Symbol enable. Thank you. Eight scale 25.
Eagle Houston, your alignment is going, EAG. On my mark, 330 till ignition.
Roger. Flight Fido.
Go Fido.
Mark, 330 till ignition.
Roger, copy. Hot translation for jet. Silence come along. Okay, throttle minimum. Throttle auto CDR. Hot button reset. Hot button. Okay, abort state reset.
Yeah, I see CMC and Poo. Ceasing to monitor CMC.
At control, three up and above control.
Mid-dav looks good. Dip time looks good.
Okay, hold it set.
He's got that yaw right 10, otherwise pitch looks good.
Chip.
Standing by for Armby.
And he's got auto throttle, auto fins control, and all that jazz.
Okay.
Maybe a little low.
Roger.
No problem.
We got his verb 77.
Roger.
And he's done the verb 77. He's in rate of command.
Andrew.
Hey, sequence camera coming on.
He's with us on the TIG.
Roger.
Flight telecom.
No telecom.
May be able to pick up the steerable if you desire to try. Pitch 212. Yaw 37.
Pitch 212. Yaw 37.
That's the perfect line.
I'm on a stride.
Roger, we only have me, Sam?
Superb.
Okay.
Eagle Houston, if you'd like to try high gain, pitch 212, yaw 37, over.
Roger, I think I've got you on high gain now.
Roger.
Got us locked up there, telecom.
Okay, it's just real weak, Frank.
Okay, how are you looking?
All your systems go?
That's a firm, Frank. How about you, control?
We look good.
Guidance, you
have the control systems.
Spider, how about you?
Right, pitch 212, yaw, plus 37.
Copy.
Second residual that is probably due to downtrack error.
I'll leave it in blue.
Right.
Relay to it.
20 foot residual due to downtrack error.
We have dead or light.
Yeah,
GTC go.
Flight control, we're go. FTC looks good.
Roger.
Eagle,
Eagle Houston, everything's looking good here. Over.
Roger, copy.
Eagle Houston, yaw around, angled, S-band pitch, minus niner, yaw, plus 1-8.
And catching up on the checklist, guidance across the
side. Side, we have negative misfin.
Negative. Understand, no misfins.
You got the
hopper.
Thrust, 9820, very close to the
What data do you have?
Things and hags, end off the flight,
Roger.
We go. Restarting misfin now.
Roger. Roger, how's the Doppler looking?
Looks good, flight.
Roger.
Axe and things agree very closely.
Roger.
Dips thrust 9820.
Roger, thrust 9820.
Copy, flight.
Okay,
we're going out 20 foot per second.
All the critical cool. Roger. No change is what you're saying.
No change. That's down track, I know it.
Roger.
That's down track, Jim. Know it. Copy. We'll be okay if it doesn't go.
Flight Fido.
Go Fido.
We've reinitialized the filter. We do have an altitude difference.
Roger.
Yes. The roll RDA seems to be a little more negative than expected.
Roger.
Okay, Chuck, hard copy that before scale changes.
I got it.
Okay, Jim. Flight Spider, GTC.
I'm getting a little
Roger, GTC now.
AV voltage now.
Roger.
50 meter maybe, huh?
So okay, Mike. GTC is under us.
You're still looking good. It's three, coming up 3 minutes.
Copy, and I think it will.
Okay, control, let me know when he starts his yaw here.
3 minutes, Roger. Okay, Chuck.
How's your misspin looking now, Fido?
Flight Fido, we did have the altitude. We're good.
Okay, how about you guys?
Hold on, 18 foot, we're going to make it out of this town range, so it's going to be a little long.
Roger, copy.
Where's West Fido? I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. Let's see, we got it. Five. We got a few seconds.
Where are you going?
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Delcom.
Go.
Shinsei.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. Go. Continue. PDI.
Eagle, you're a go. You can't take it all at 4 minutes.
You're
still looking good.
On the pings.
Roger, I copy guidance.
Okay.
Okay, we got data back.
Radar flight, looks good.
He's almost out of bounds.
We've got 8 foot in the velocity.
Roger. I mean, when he accepts it, guys.
All those lights out. All eight is minus 2,900.
Roger, we copy.
That's the Earth. Right out our front window.
Copy.
Houston, you're looking at our Delta H.
Looks good.
Looking good to us.
Is he accepting its guidance?
The 1202.
Standing by.
1202.
1202.
1202 alarm.
Looks like it's converging.
1202. What's that?
1202 alarm.
It's executive overflow. If it does not occur again, we're fine.
Yes.
Okay. It does not occur again. Okay, we're go. Continue.
Six plus two.
The reading on the 1202 program alarm.
We're going Roger. That flight.
We're going that alarm.
Roger, we got you. We're
he's,
going
if
that alarm.
If
it does reoccur, will we go? He's taking in a duff
it's H. Continuous. That makes it no go. If it reoccurs, we're fine.
The throttle
we have been enabled. So now the computer's taking in velocity data as well.
Conversion operation.
The boom 57, of course, was done.
Roger. Looks good.
We have another 1202 alarm.
Same alarm, and it appears to come up when we have
single alarm. Tell him to leave it alone, and we'll monitor it, okay?
Okay, we'll monitor his Delta H flight.
Roger.
I think
we'll monitor his alarm.
Eagle Houston, we'll monitor your Delta H.
Roger.
Delta H is beautiful.
Delta H is looking good now.
Roger, Delta H is looking good.
Okay, all flight controllers hang tight. Should be throttling down pretty shortly.
I'm sucking in like I thought, but you're starting.
Roger, copy throttle down.
You can throttle down.
Looking good
here.
Head him in the simulator.
Roger.
Copy. Engine looks good.
Roger.
Get those guys out of that.
Out of what?
You want him to stay out of 68?
Negative, flight. I just said we're monitoring the alarms.
GIGC, the now 68 may well be causing the alarm.
The now 68 now well may be the problem here, and we can monitor Delta H.
Roger.
Make sure he does nothing approaching P-64, do you understand?
Understand.
Off that disc as Seago comes down.
We may tend to lose as we gradually pitch over. Let me try auto again now, see what happens.
Got a turbo again, done.
Okay, looks like it's old.
Roger, we got good data.
Control turbo done? That's a verdict, right?
It's holding in there pretty good.
Okay, everybody hang tight, 7.5 minutes.
TTF is about 1 minute now to P-64.
Descent 2, fuel crit.
Descent 2, fuel only.
No critical.
Roger, descent 2, fuel.
Eagle Houston, it's descent 2, fuel. The monitor, over.
Say again.
Jay, we're in good shape now, babe.
1 to 2.
That was H crew that wanted to not
crash. Flight fighter looking real good.
Roger.
Give us an estimated switchover time, please.
Roger, stand by. You're looking great at 8 minutes.
Got an estimated, what's our T-go, guys?
30 seconds to P-64.
Roger,
Eagle, so you got 30 seconds to P-64.
Okay, we still got landing radar, guys. Okay, is it converged?
It's beautiful.
Is it converged?
Yes.
Okay.
Flight Fido, we're good. Look real good.
Roger, Fido.
Watching is looking better. Roger.
Eagle Houston coming up 8:30. You're looking great.
Oh, that radar did
it for.
P-64. Okay, they got 64.
Copy.
All right, reposition.
T-go's good.
Raj, T-go's go.
We have position 2 on the alarm.
Position 2, thank heavens.
20 seconds, the gun will go for landing.
Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
He's still in auto.
Roger, auto.
Margins looking good. We're coming up on anomaly.
Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
And, go.
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 Captain,
go
for landing.
Eagle, Houston, you're go for landing. Over.
9 minutes. Margin is about 4.5.
Roger, understand. Go for landing. 3,000 feet. Top alarm. 1201.
1201.
What alarm is it?
1201.
How's our margin looking, Bob?
4.
It looks okay. We're
okay.
About 4.5.
Roger.
Eagle looking great. Here go.
Altitude up 8 in the eggs, sir. Altitude up 8 in the eggs. Looks good.
Roger.
We have another 1202 alarm.
Roger, no sweat.
Roger, 1202. We copy it.
How you doing?
35 degrees.
We look good here. Fine.
Roger, how about you, Telcom? Go. Guidance, you happy?
Go. Right on. Go.
We have another 1202 alarm.
21 down. 33 degrees. 100 feet down at 19.
We just passed low gate.
540 feet down at 30. At 15.
We're in altitude hold.
Okay.
Manual altitude hold. Roger. Redesignate is enabled, but in hold.
Okay, the only call out from now on will be fuel.
150 feet down at 4.
66, program 66.
We're going to walk it. 10 feet down, 3.5. 47 forward. Hold up. Now, 1 minute.
Yeah,
3.5 down.
Go. Program 66, did you copy?
Yes, we did.
Got
no readouts, Major. I mean, good for you, but we can't talk to Flood.
I understand. Got it. We're not missing anything.
Roger. 50 down at 2.5. 19 forward.
11 minutes. Roger. Tips off.
Okay, Bob.
All the
tips off.
Shortly. 8.5 down. 20 feet.
Standing
back
below level.
13 forward. 11 forward. Coming down nice.
Looks like radar dropped out, doesn't it?
4.5
down. Roger that.
5.5 down.
Back. Roger that.
6.5 down. 5.5 down. Forward.
Low level.
Low level?
Low level. Good. 120 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward.
5%. How many feet? 75 feet. That's looking good. Down and a half.
60. Roger.
Six forward.
60. 60 seconds.
60 seconds. Lights on. Six. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward.
No problem.
40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust.
30
feet, 2.5 down. Great shadow. Four forward. Four forward, drifting to the right level.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. 30 seconds. Forward. Yes. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent.
Shut
both control, both auto, descent engine command override off.
How's that for you? Fantastic.
113 is in.
Do it every day.
We've had shut down.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Absent RC. T1, stand by.
Okay,
T1.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thank a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, keep your eyes
looking good here.
Steady as a rock.
We're in good shape. Both systems if you need them.
Roger.
Okay, we're going to be busy for
you. You did a 414 plus 2, Jay, then. You did a 414 plus 2 to stay veterans in the edge.
Okay, I'll fly controllers about 45 seconds to T1, stay no stay.
Hey, look back there.
Did you see?
Looks fine.
Hey, take note of all your little alarms there.
Okay, keep the chatter.
And we have been saying for T1.
Roger, and we see you venting the aux.
Fido, I'd like to update you.
Well, safe.
Roger.
When you get into the lunar stay?
Not now.
Master Alarm is going to descend rig.
Okay.
Roger.
Looks like we're coming on down.
Hey, guys, you see us 223 yet?
See what?
It's 223. Equal, he did the 02, excuse me. It's 413 plus 1.
Roger, he did 413 plus 1 and 414.
Right, got it. See the one. Exactly, looks good.
All pressures
are in control. Good hit.
Great shadow. Right. Ags were steady, no transit.
We got a reset now. The RNA is down.
Program 68, search flag is set, average machine is up.
Controllers, 4 minutes to T2, stay no stay.
P68, we have an 943. Roger, we have it. Roger, we ring you 5 out here. He has landed, Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility, over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Buck, good show.
Flag is set.
Roger, sir, flag.
At flag.
Roger, got you. They kept you.
D12.
Updater RCS plant deck.
Should be 102.54.29.
Go out the back room and get ready for action now on this rev.
We're stay on the vent.
Roger.
Columbia went up to Limited Command, reset to require a
copy out. Roger, work to speed 22.
Then he needed anything there for
the nominal pad. Get your port stage limits, please.
Roger.
Nominal pad before LOS.
Okay, we're in P12.
FP2.
Guys, I'd like to get a go from you when you're happy with the taking P12 and you're happy with the platform.
Roger. The platforms are right together, but they're beautiful.
Okay, how about the ags? You go on the ags?
Yes, sir.
Okay, pings and ags both go.
FAO is descent.
Go descent.
Signing off.
Roger.
See you for ascent.
Roger. Good work.
Eagle, you're going to do it wrong. We won't work.
Okay. FAO, I get it. I got 1,000 people.
Okay. All right, you see CMC, so flank set.
Copy.
Telcom for flight.
Loaded wrong.
Telcom, okay. Are all your fluid systems.
Copy. They look great, Flight. Okay.
He's fixing it now. Telcom was on it for
us. Got the round of the radar off. Yep.
Yeah, you got it. It is still on.
Okay. Should be getting that off pretty shortly.
Guidance Capcom, the 2 seconds is okay in it.
Standby is what LMS is trying to call.
It's got 27 instead of 29.
Yes, that's beautiful,
timeline
but
wise,
I think
you'll
let it
off
watch.
By now.
Okay. If it
Roger.
Does 2 seconds, we'll be good with you in the photo. Okay.
He's
going to load it for you, Jay.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
You're watching these numbers?
Certainly.
5515.
And a decimal two.
He's got his 19.5 in. He's got countdown.
Control for flight.
Go ahead.
P12's going to
give you some idea what our proper remaining was at touchdown.
P12's good flight.
Okay,
P12's good. Bingo.
He's flying somewhere between 2 and 3%.
Say again.
Okay, I quote you.
Bing's line here, Bob.
Roger. We'll get back to you on that remaining on the Roger. Somewhere between 2 and 3%.
Flight, we're a couple of minutes behind here. Is it necessary for me to go through that?
Can you smack it?
Yeah, why don't you just keep them going
yes.
through? I'm going around. The T2, stay no stay, all flight controllers. T2, stay no stay. Retro.
Stay.
Fire.
Stay.
Guidance.
Stay.
Control.
Stay.
Telcom.
Stay.
Stay. Ecom.
Stay.
Surgeon.
Stay.
Capcom, we're stay for T2.
Eagle Houston, you're stay for T2. Over.
You got that on our
direction. You're
right.
I just stay for T2. We thank you.
Just did not
right,
know
sir.
Exit line.
Roger. Good exit line. Flight control.
Oh, control.
We have a good exit line. The RR is off.
Roger.
Our flight new call sign is Tranquility Base.
Okay, that sounds good.
Can I get a line there, Eggs?
Call them when we get out then.
Roger.
Okay, that's
Jackie,
like
kill the strip charge. Please do that.
Roger, we'll take care of
that. Okay. But have nobody tear off the paper until after T3, then it can look at it.
Roger.
Okay.
Okay, Fido, whenever you get ready to do your...
Okay, I'll block it. Let's walk into the exits from T2 here and start this countdown.
Yeah, as you see, mid-dav, good.
I do.
Okay, those calls on the alarms are good. That's a good way to work it.
FAOSC1.
Go on.
Hey, when do we switch to...
Change it now.
Roger. Is that the correct page,
A firm.
Roger, thank you.
Copy that, guys.
FAO, Capcom on that recorder downstairs. Program 68, how close was that?
Jack, yes, thank God we had that meeting.
Stand by, flight.
Yes, sir. FAO.
Good show.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go.
23.69.
Roger. Prompt control.
Go.
That's having you wait for our T3 liftoff.
Roger. Yeah, as you see. Yeah, 16 seconds left.
1906.
Before he was back in
RG.
106.
Okay.
Back in coop.
106.
Back in coop.
106.
How come you wanted him out of control? Well, when we're getting a stay. Oh, let him sit there and integrate. Roger.
Jay, do you want the onboard? What the onboard has for us?
Yeah, I wanted to shoot him to me.
Okay, it's 0.782 north, 23.688 east, and 93.766. That's what it's carrying for our RLS right now. Of course, we'll update.
Say again the R.
936.766.
Copy.
Okay, and you, everybody, I'm sure, agrees that we're downrange about 3 miles.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, as you see.
incidentally, sir, flag is set in the CMC.
I understand. I copy that from John.
Okay.
I was looking at surface.
Okay, break out your checklist and then stay mad and continue.
Yeah, that's where we are, right?
Okay. Setting on surf one, is that correct?
Surf one. Yeah, they do.
Okey-doke.
Okay.
He's going through some switch circuit breaker activities here.
Do you happen to have...
Yeah, we're looking for a verb 76, which we haven't seen.
The lunar surface align. Your own time there in negative, is it still good?
On. Negative, it's been rising.
The limb data card book.
Since we sat down, it's been rising.
Oh, yeah. Missed it.
Yeah, copy data, down it drops in around
some seems like a very long final phase.
We do have the times.
The auto targeting
okay.
was taking us right into a football field-sized crater with a large number of big boulders and rocks for about a 1 or 2 crater diameters around it. And it required us gunning P-66 and flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Roger, we copy. It was beautiful from here. Tranquility, over.
Now we'll get to the details of what's around here, but it looks like a collection of just about every variety of shape, angularity, granularity, but every variety of rock you could find. The color is, it varies pretty much depending on how you're looking relative to the zero phase point. There doesn't appear to be too much of a general color at all. However, it looks as though some of the rocks and boulders, of which there are quite a few in the near area, looks as though they're going to have some interesting colors to them, over.
Roger, copy. Sounds good to us, Tranquility. We'll let you press on through the simulated countdown, and we'll talk to you later, over.
Okay,
the flight controllers, we're going into the T3 countdown. We should be somewhere on surface one.
Lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
Looks like he's a little off in y'all.
Okay, gas, let's walk that on through here.
All right, two of them up here. Flight, he's pitched
up a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one of the command modules.
13 up about 4.5 and yaw north about 12.
Yes, sir. North of the azimuth.
Where's my P-22 pad? Flight network.
Calling.
Okay. Network. Better shut function.
We haven't had time to get new landing site data in there.
That's all right.
Guidance kept coming
north and on
the whole.
Does that mean we're pitched?
CSM is flying 4.5
and up and down. Pitched up
4.5. Yeah. Okay. Tranquility, Houston, we have you pitched up about 4.5 degrees over.
4.5 up, flight and about 13 to the north. Confirmed by our local observation.
Roger.
Yeah, as you say. Go, LOS. LOS, good. Phone calls back. I'm glad y'all. We did chase those alarms a lot. It was really.
Thanks for putting me on relay. Yeah.
Roger, we'll enable Miss Finn relay.
Grin?
Go.
Very interesting effect. We're losing CMC and OGC data at the same time.
Must be a remote site.
I just got it, I think.
And by the way, Grant,
yeah,
as you say, go. Is it not true that a plus CDU is a yaw left, and C is pointed south, not north? Steve, I believe, yeah, he did it. Came south there. He fell on his sword. Okay.
All A Spencer. Orbiting base ready for
the FAOFB1.
Will do.
Okay, keep your eye peeled here, Bob, and see if you can tell if he's...
Okay, Bob, control from flight, I'd like to go around and check your consumables now, please.
AGC, CMS, bring me a
car.
Go ahead. Yeah, starting with limited set time, CSM.
Okay, flight, we landed just
below. If possible, network would like to know at least an hour ahead of time.
Okay,
it never appeared. Okay, thank you.
Houston, AOS 10327, AOS 10413, over.
I need map updates too, FP2.
Have I got an A77?
Thank you.
How far off nominal was that?
We're 8.5% low right now. Channel 6.
I got Rev 1213, and I don't have all of Rev 1314.
Okay, Telcom, flight.
How fast?
Go flight. Let's go over your consumables.
Just give me Rev 1314.
Got 171 pounds of water at the descent stage, and 43.81 pounds of O2. Asset consumables.
Yeah, slow down. Slow down. What's our O2?
43.8.
I say, you get the map update yet? I mean, the P-22 update.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
I'll
just
put it in the map. Okay,
fine. Did you
get the updated ones?
Yes, sir.
Based on the latest conversion.
Good hit.
I'm going to wait on that for a little bit.
Okay, I'm waiting for you.
You ought to be able to follow the checklist pretty well.
Flight Capcom, I copy all Tranquility Base.
Thanks, guys. Copy that. Not yet.
They're all solid. Just relax.
Tranquility Base. It looks like it stopped all your consumables are in the rising. You're looking good. In every respect, we copy the gifts, meaning everything is copacetic.
Okay, well, the temps have gone down in the oxidizer side.
So as soon as you know, you got the leader.
O2, the tank.
Flight Telcom.
02.
Okay,
that's
offline.
Okay,
offline.
Vaporization?
I guess it is for
you.
That
one went.
You
say
one of them, they are off.
Yeah.
Okay, but
get those
generators.
Roger. Okay.
Yes. We'll watch a while when we come back to open it again after he settles down.
Okay.
No problem at all right now.
Roger. Now set your limits on all of these apps parameters. Now you're right there, Tom.
Yardage support.
We never saw it. It was very small.
Go. We're doing a cow. Cow now, okay?
What was the torquing angle? Plus 0.032. Plus 0.009. Plus 0.001.
Okay, did you get the numbers on the descent quantities at touchdown?
I've been trying to. I'm getting conflicting data here from different sources. I'm trying to work it out.
Okay.
Titan 6 support.
You
want to go? We're checking RS and Fed.
Guys, but Fed, we wouldn't be able to tell precisely where we are or the winter today. We were a little busy worrying about program alarms and things like that in the part of the descent where we would normally be picking out our landing spot. And aside from a good look at several of the craters we came over in the final descent, I haven't been able to pick out the things on the
horizon. I had about 65 seconds after low level.
Right, Tranquility, we'll figure it out. Over.
Take that as the baseline, drop it down.
Okay.
A2.
FP2. I think I got
it psyched up. Hey, guys, did he level all those rates? Did you say a T3 target?
Okay, let me read off what I saw.
Okay.
232.60 fat. 465 at 32.0. Let's go. 232.60. Okay, I'm leaving off one digit. Okay.
Yeah,
232.006.
I got it.
425 and 6, 581.48. 581.48. Page 2 guns. Page 2 guns. Go ahead. Okay, did you copy flight's request? Have one of your guys, and I'm sure you got plenty of help now, run down the alarms we got, we saw, and possible reasons.
I don't think we noticed any.
Steve, I can have MIT do that. I don't think you want us to stop going.
Absolutely not. I want one of your experts that is free at this moment. Not you, of course. Okay?
Okay, we're using all our personnel out of that console right now.
Okay.
MIT is looking into it.
Yes, okay.
Area out the left-hand window is a relative...
Of course. Yeah, Steve, there is one thing.
What? Right.
At the next very convenient time.
Okay.
Guess what we'd like?
EMOD?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll talk to Gene about that.
Roger. Some bridges, small 20, 30 feet high, I would guess, and literally thousands of little 1 and 2 foot craters around the area. We see some angular blocks out several hundred feet in front of us that are probably 2 feet in size and
has angular edges. There is a hill in view just about on the ground track ahead of us.
Yeah, as you see, program 57.
Yeah, he did it before I could get to him, Jack. We'll get it after 57, Emot. I'm not sure you got it before.
On the PQGS.
Looks like it looks a lot better than it did yesterday at that very low sun angle. It looks rough as a cob.
One fuel.
Gravity line in progress. Angst, the RIMU is moving around.
The other fuel, what you say about that?
257. That's his first one.
You bet.
Okay.
The target advantage area.
Which one was lowest?
Wait a minute. Mainly rock and cratered and 34. Rock 34. Probably.
Fuel 2.
Fuel 2 was 1.5.
Fuel 2 was 1.5. Fuel 2, I mean, fuel 1 was 3.0.
Put it down landlocked.
And.
Okay, we're getting you a list
and off of it
on the recommend.
Time
that we
did 2.38%.
I think that'd be after this 57. We get us an EMOD down here. We suspect
2.38%.
We're not worried, of course,
based on the time.
We would like to investigate any possibility of what happened.
Roger.
AGC, CMS,
that's right, that's 48
CMS, AGC.
Roger, Jack, those are the same.
Don't put in too many jobs.
Yes, sir. All through
it's
the Samson, all through training.
It was causing the redirect.
I didn't see too many.
Roger, after this first
like
57, you want an e-memory? No.
It'll be fair to say that the data said 2%.
Copy, AGC.
Okay, well, let's
be fair to
the one. If you do, we have a 2.2 update target to ready to copy over.
Remaining.
Roger.
And the time, although it's almost 2.3, ready to start the P-57.
Roger, right.
Good your service, sir.
Right, Mike. Do it again in torque? Was that his question?
His question is,
He wants to know when he gets to this, whether to proceed on through or to recycle and call the program again. He's already passed the point where he could recycle.
Back, I guess Helmut there, and you guys are going to figure out the S time and everything, because they're all slightly yawed off.
Can you stand by 1 second?
Yeah, you see what his question is?
Yeah, with their
he's down to 622. Can he recycle from this point back, or does he have to recall the program? Oh, he did he get the gravity again? Yeah. Yeah, he has to call. Recall 57, right? Yeah. Okay.
He's got a 9 in the first digit. So we don't have to reset the thing, it might start.
I think that's a good idea also.
To get
not at this time, I'll check with him. If they're working on it, if they've got any other
opinion. Do you want him to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Tranquility, Houston, we'd like you to recall P-57 and run through the gravity line one more time. Over.
We can have that ready.
Roger, I concur with that.
Yeah, we'll get together and we'll talk about it.
Roger, thank you. For the emission timer, two suggestions. Check the circuit breaker, pan 11. Also, reset and attempt to start. That 9 in the first digit might have something to do with it. Over.
LMS, FAO, what happened to the emission timer?
Yeah, I support.
Okay, we tried both of those.
Landing impact at least stopped it. Caused it to read 902 hours.
Okay,
it's I didn't call you, but we got Technique 1. And we're close to landing for a new gravity. Sounds good. I'm going to capture the gravity this time.
You all right?
Go.
So the lunar service, Cal, results were beautiful.
Good.
I cycled circuit breaker and got all 9.
Might have it back.
Go to.
And will not now reset from all 9.
Roger.
Check flight.
Okay.
Control front. Control front. Let's go on and tell him to vent the fuel some more. It's getting pretty high now.
Procedures.
Okay, but
Tranquility, Houston, we'll
FP2 FAO.
240 something at the time it approaches, probably 52.
Sure that's my flight plan did not mark north or south of here. Are you sure that
check that if you would.
4 nautical miles is south of track.
The calibration was good on your spot.
Roger.
What's he doing? Is that normal? Race normal. I'm immune fail. I guess I haven't seen that before. Course of landing. Roger. I'm on course of landing. I'm immune fail. Didn't register.
Say it again.
There it is.
Take the change of greater than 2.
Give me the numbers again, please.
Okay. X is 0.01. Y is 0.01. And Z is 0.09.
Okay.
It's measuring now. Say it again. It's measuring now.
Roger, I understand.
On the flipped position.
Flip side, okay? Flip side of the record.
Which doesn't mean upside down, right? Hopefully.
Guidance, you're monitoring this P-57 again.
Go flight.
Monitoring this 57
again.
Roger.
He's talking platform once, he's talking local.
Of course the line, Steve.
Very comparable to that we observed from orbit at...
Look at that! Ho-ho! Beautiful!
It looks real good on that gravity.
Okay.
That nature. It's pretty much without color. It's gray, and it's very white, or chalky gray, as you look into the zero phase line, and it's considerably darker gray. More like a ashen gray as you look out 90 degrees to the sun.
Control span.
AGC, is the gravity vector at this time valid?
Roger.
That is affirmative. This is the second gravity measure. It is valid, right? Star angle difference.
Okay,
and here are the torque angles. Record those angles.
Very dark gray interior, and it looks like
rock control. Go.
Could be
you want to go ahead and have them vent it some more?
Slightly
yes. And also the oxygen is coming right on up pretty fast.
Well, let's see. We've been at 340.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you got your site configured for it? Network.
Roger. I assume you want it. Roger.
Flight network. Go network.
Good call.
Negative. Guidance from flight. Have you got the network configured for the EMOD dump?
Flight, that's firm. We'll say.
Okay.
Flight control.
Go control.
Ask them to
vent the fuel and ox down again to 40 or below. It's building back up on us again. They cut off a little early on it, and it's beginning to build up.
Tranquility, Houston, please vent fuel and ox again. Over, it's building back up.
Okay, ox, go ahead now.
Roger, copy.
Where are they in a check?
Can he go both time on?
He did.
Roger.
Tranquility, Houston, you can open both fuel and ox vent now. Over.
Okay.
They should be here now.
Yeah.
Surface FAO.
Houston, Tranquility, standing by for a go on ag to pink the line and a lunar line. Over.
Right there,
the
lunar line.
Line now,
guidance and
lunar
line.
Flight
guidance,
I'm ready.
Ox is coming.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Tranquility, Houston, you are go for the ag to pink line and then the lunar line. Over.
Roger.
Okay, all flight controllers.
Okay,
looks like we've got back
fuel
up on our
alignment.
T3 countdown.
Okay, is flight control.
Go control.
Ask him to go ahead and hit fuel now.
It's really rising.
It's go really through. Going up.
It looks like a good edge alignment.
Okay, Fido, we
guys, say support.
Please vent the fuel. It's increasing rapidly. Over.
Guidance, say support. KN, I believe he was supposed to restore the lunar azimuth after that thing's edge alignment.
Control span.
Copy.
Roger, we're
copy you.
Somewhat
that's 413 plus 1.
Yeah. He's already,
he's gone into lunar line.
Yep.
He's got it scheduled later.
Okay.
To the P-52, option 2, where we actually start up.
Azimuth looks good, though, guys. It's 0.02.
I think you had the wrong measurement. Stand by.
Descent 1 is showing 61 in the fuel and 65 in the oxidizer.
She is 63.
Roger.
Roger.
Stand by.
Go.
This gravity solution doesn't look real good.
What do you want?
What do you got? I want him to try to vent the fuel.
0.5543 north.
To try again to vent the fuel. Hold it open. The switch open.
Go.
Hold it open.
But I get 23.5705.
Houston, please take the fuel vent switch and hold it open. Over.
That's all you get.
Does that fit with anything you got?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Let me check all the numbers.
Holding it open.
Screw it.
Indicating about 24 PSI on board.
Roger.
But you could have had a slight
negative. That didn't do him any good. He's reading reg pressure.
He doesn't have reg pressure, Bob.
I understand. He's reading the...
Have we got a burst diaphragm in there?
275.
Anything now.
It's 275.
Roger.
Okay, he's reading a low pressure. Then.
What should he call up to read?
Should be
that,
a transducer.
Now indicating 20 PSI on the fuel side.
Roger.
And 22 in the ox.
Roger. Could you repeat those numbers, Bob?
I didn't copy them down, Bob. I was looking at your display.
20 and 22, I believe.
That's affirmative.
Roger.
Control, okay. Capcom.
Standby one. Prop control.
Go.
Okay, the way that pressure is going up, he read us back a knowledge pressure, didn't he?
Yes, it should be the same.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He read the knowledge pressure.
Here you go.
Bob,
here's the answer.
You going to have the vent frozen over there?
Here it is. That's it. That's exactly what it is. We threw a hose in the fuel helium heat exchanger.
Right, you
we froze the fuel helium heat
exchanger. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. And we have the pressure downstream building up.
That's correct.